Hey, it's February 23rd and we're at Grinnell College. I'm John.
Hi, my name is Annette.
And we're both in Saxon American history together. And we both recently saw a Black Panther, which I think was a really great example of Black female pleasure in a public space.
Right, and in this make-believe land of Wakanda where Black women are innovators and leaders.
Yeah.
And express agency over their pleasure and sexual lives, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that Wakanda is kind of a fantasy, it is literally a make-believe land, reminds me of that reading we did, which is Make-Believe Land, Pleasure in Black Girls' Lives, which is by Lakeisha Simmons. And it kind of talks about how Black women, they actually did experience pleasure, and that filled a really big gap in the historiography where basically historians have this thing where they call a culture of dissemblance when they talk about Black female pleasure. And what they mean by that is they say Black girls hid their sexuality and hid their pleasure because and they were forced into doing that basically in order to counteract the kind of Black hypersexuality stereotype and kind of live into respectability politics, you know, try to be viewed respectable as by white communities in order to survive.
And even sometimes, prevent racial violence or sexual violence against them. Yeah.
And so in order to talk about this, Lakeisha Simmons, she looked at these unorthodox sources where she really focused in the idea of make-believe and fantasy as an avenue for Black women to openly live their pleasure and express it and share it with other people.
Right. So she's looking at these Black girls in the Jim Crow era America, specifically New Orleans, and she found that they displayed their pleasure through writing, creating ventures at the YWCA, and the celebration of Mardi Gras. And so at the YWCA at Canal Street, we see this example of Black women entering this space where they're not invited, really. It's this Jim Crow era, and white men are jeering at them as they enter this YWCA. And within this YWCA, they're able to create a community where they create their own costumes and create this fantasy world where they can be whoever they want to be.
Yeah, and I thought that was really inspiring, but I kind of wondered, you know, what does this really have to do with sex? Obviously, they're experiencing a pleasure,
right?
But I don't really see the sex, which is what the class and the article is supposed to be about. But then got into True Confessions, which was this magazine published, supposedly written by Black girls and was poor Black girls, where they kind of built this culture where they did talk about the sex. They talked about relationships. They wrote stories and poetry where they discussed teen pregnancy and kind of had an idealized man that they could dream about. And obviously a lot of this wasn't the lived experience for the writers and the readers, but it was still very real in terms of they felt the pleasure they felt. And they learned about these things because their parents often wouldn't tell them about it because we had the culture of dissemblance, as we mentioned before.
Right. And so the other criticism we can have about this is that this author mainly presents Black women experiencing pleasure in make-believe or fantasy worlds. And it's truly, like, quite sad that we can't see areas where Black women are presented as, you know, Black women and sexual.
Yeah, but that's where Mardi Gras comes in. They had these public celebrations where they had a sort of royal court, especially a queen, where they were revered and they had a position of authority that was legitimate. It was still through a fantasy, but it was still very legitimate.
Yeah, and it's the idea Audre Lorde was talking about of the power of the erotic, and the erotic being expressed as sharing passions and the fearless capacity for joy in the face of oppression. I think that was very powerful for Black women at that time and today to experience that.
Yeah, and I think all these examples just go to show you, yes, Black women are sexual beings who experience pleasure just as everyone else does. And in a time where even today where we have issues addressing that issue. Mm-hmm. Seeing that there's something in the historical records to back that up, I think is so massively important.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
And it will help us re-examine our current understandings of black women and black women's bodies and pleasure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.